I'm Talia Schlanger. You're listening to the Martin Luther King Day edition of World Cafe. Just a moment ago, you heard my conversation from November with blues legend Bobby Rush. He hails from Homer, Louisiana, and started touring the Chitlin Circuit in the mid-50s, where he was subject to shocking moments of racism as a black musician. In 1955, shortly before the Alabama bus boycott, Bobby Rush heard, through a fellow Chicago blues man named J.B. Lenore, about a young Baptist minister and activist who offered hope, a man who was emerging as a leader in the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr. Bobby Rush tells that story in a moment, but first, here's a taste of J.B. Lenore.
I never will go back to Alabama. That is not the place for me.
I just knew about him through J.B. Lenore, who was from Alabama.
I never will go back to Alabama. That is not the place for me. You know they killed my sister and my brother, and the whole world let them peoples go down there free.
In the early 50s, J.B. Lenore, who was a friend of Martin Luther King, he told me this. Where we work in a club, it's all white audience. Where I work behind a curtain, night in and night out. Where they want to hear my music, but they didn't want to see my face. And J.B. Lenore told me, he said, listen, I have a gentleman, a friend of mine, who might free this up for us so we won't have to do this in the years to come.
Oh God, I wish you would rise up one day, lead my people to the land of peace.
I said, well, J.B., who is this guy? He says, name is Martin Luther King. That's when I was first introduced to the name. I did not meet him then. I didn't meet him till maybe 1960 or 61.
I can't imagine what it felt like to not have that champion before, and then to hear, you know, through a friend that there was this guy out there that could bring you hope. What? I can't imagine how powerful that would be.
But I didn't meet him until I went to have a talk with him. After that was an accident, myself and Ike Turner, who worked in a place called Rock Island, Illinois. And I had an accident, and 10 trucks hit my station wagon. So it knocked me in the ditch, and I buried myself in a ditch in the ground so I wouldn't freeze to death. So when someone did come to see me and they found me, I was already in the ground. I was trying to holler for help. And someone said, I don't know what, the sheriff's department or someone come by and said, is anybody here? And the guy used the N-words, and all just two N-words. And they already buried, let's leave them. They left me there. And that's when I made my mind up. I want to go and meet this Martin Luther King.
Well, it seems like my life just don't matter now. This could be the last time that you see me.
Did you tell him the story?
Yes, I told him the story. He was consuming. I told him the story about it. He wanted, that's why he wanted to come to Illinois and speak and talk about the racial thing. But at that time, I don't think he knew it was racial stuff. He told me, he said, well, now you just one of the ones. It's plenty of situations like that, Bobby Rush. I didn't know. I thought I was the only one. And when he told me about other people's story, my story was like candy compared to some of the other things he was talking about. And he meant so much to me at the time I met him. I was involved with the voting registration when taking people out to vote and what have you, when people couldn't go get out to vote and weren't allowed to vote, didn't know how to vote, and so on and so on. So I was a part of that in the early 60s when he came to Chicago. And he was going to go to 47 and Horsley Street, which was a packing house at that time. It was a union hall. And on the north side of Horsley, we couldn't park because that was a white neighborhood. but be on the south side of the street, we could park. And I got in there a little late by bringing people to park at his venue. And I've said, well, okay, but we can't park on the south side. Let me go on the north side and park. So when I parked, someone said, and used the N-word, said, get out from over here. You can't park over here. And you should leave and take that boy with you. What they're referring to me is Martin Luther King. So my son, who's now 60 years old, was a little boy at that time. And we ran for our life because we just parked the station wagon to get out and run to the police station to get help. And someone told me at the police station that you should leave and get off from over here because you had no business over here anyway. So we didn't have no help from that. So I went in to talk to Martin Luther King about that situation. And he went to tell me how they didn't want him over in Cicero in Chicago. And he soothes me by telling me, don't worry. Whatever happened to that car out you, it didn't happen to you to the point that you didn't make it to see me. But when I left him that night to go back to pick my station wagon up, someone had set it on fire. And I thought I was doing a good deed by getting people out to see Martin Luther King because he was teaching black people and encouraging black people to go out and vote. And usually are voting for the better themselves and their rights to votes and vote in who they want to vote in, who's going to do things for them as a race and as a people.
Hey, everybody, I'm is talking to you. I been telling you, Jabba, this ain't natural truth.
To me, even just to talk about how he influenced me, how he consoled me, what I didn't know where to go, didn't know where to turn to. But he stood me in front of him, said, listen, son, what you feeling in your heart, forgive to be forgiven. And he taught me that. It meant so much to me to have a day named after him and honor him on his birthday. It gave me the reason why to think back on what he said and did for me to encourage me to stay in the race as a person. And after I talked to Martin Luther King, just as the blues sang about some of my problem, he soothes my soul by telling me that what goes up must come down. What's go around must come back around. And he kept my heart and soul together. This is a new day. It's a new world. We must live together.
Bobby Rush, thank you so much for talking to us to commemorate Dr. King's memory.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.